Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, February 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. College basketball is where we begin. The 14th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers welcomed the Indiana Hoosiers to the Kohl Center. But the Badgers ran into a buzzsaw in the first half, and a poor shooting 20 minutes had them down 29-19 at intermission. But Wisconsin came back and scored 50 points in the second half to win going away 69-58. Needless to say, head coach Bo Ryan probably had some choice words at the break.
The halftime talk had nothing to do with threats, violence, none of that. It was, we know what we can do. You just got to do it.
And they did it. Sam Decker led the way with 16 points. He said, "We simply made shots."
When the ball goes through the hoop, you know, it makes a lot of things easier, and people think it's, you know, some crazy magic that happened. But no, it was just we made shots and made some plays, and it didn't really change anything. I mean, system-wise, you just ran our plays, and it worked.
Ben Bruss snapped out of a long, cold snap, hitting big three-point baskets, going over 1,000 points for his career, 34th Wisconsin player to do it. Badgers have now won six in a row. They get to 23-5 overall, 10-5 in the Big Ten. Top-ranked Florida had a struggle at Vanderbilt, but held off the Commodores 57-54. Second-ranked Wichita State beat Bradley on the road 69-49. Shockers now 30-0. First team ever to get to 30-0 in a regular season. Last team to win that many was UNLV. They hit 34-0 before they fell to Duke in the NCAA title game. As for the Blue Devils, ranked number 7, they beat Virginia Tech 66-48. 13th-ranked San Diego State, a winner over San Jose State 90-64. And the struggles continue for number 19, Iowa. They fall to Minnesota 95-89. In the Horizon League, UIC spoiled University of Milwaukee Panthers senior night with an 80-58 victory. The Green Bay Phoenix wrapped up the Horizon League regular season title. They'll host the conference tournament next week. Brian Wortle's club will finish on the road at Oakland Thursday night, at Detroit on Saturday, and his approach to the Final Two.
You know, you just want to keep playing good basketball. I think there's some things. We got some time off this weekend, but we also practice hard on Saturday and really trying to work on two or three things we know we got to get better at down this stretch, especially for conference tournament. And, you know, there's always room for improvement, and we're hoping we can do that this week and play well on the road.
Northern Athletics Conference Tournament resuming Wednesday night as the Lakeland Muskies welcome Madison Edgewood in the NAC semifinals. Lakeland's Justin Ward and James Akishquam both named to the first team All-NAC squad this week. Joey Burris received honorable mention. The 98th High School Boys State Basketball Tournament tipped off on Tuesday night with sub-regional play in five divisions. The only top-ranked team in a division to be in action was NEW Lutheran of Green Bay. And the Blazers made it 20 wins in a row with a 73-39 victory over Lena. Dakota Zinser led the way with 21 points. Blazers head coach Mark Meerstein senses his team might have a target on its back after reaching the Division V title game a year ago before losing to Randolph.
Yeah, I don't think we look at it that way. I mean, you know, you got to prepare for that way, but it's really about, you know, each guy doing his job so that the other guy can do his job. And, you know, the target's there. We know it's there, but that means nothing to anybody that's coming to play us because they're going to give us their best, and we got to play the best.
Sheboygan Lutheran also trying to get back to state for the first time since Sam Decker won it all. And he got 28 points from Tyler Zastro in a 91-42 win over Stockbridge. Sheboygan Christian defeated Oakland 60-45. Seventh-seeded Kohler over Hustisford 50-46. Living Word Lutheran knocked off Elkhart Lake 38-28. In Division 4 action, Algoma, a winner over Mishicot 61-30. It was Ozaukee 65-60 over Cedar Grove, Belgium in overtime. Howards Grove knocked off Random Lake 64-39. Division 3 winners included O'Connell Falls 64-45 over Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Chilton knocked off Kewaunee 52-40. Two Rivers ousted Denmark 84-49. It was Sheboygan Falls beating North Fond du Lac 47-44 despite scoring only 10 points in the first half. Southern Door eliminated New Holstein 59-56. In Division 2, Menasha beat Green Bay Westie in overtime 51-47. Green Bay Notre Dame a 70-41 winner over Marinette. And in Division 1, Manitowoc got a three-point shot from Adam Bonk with 4 seconds left to knock out the Green Bay East Red Devils 60-58. Out of the big boys in basketball in the NBA, Indiana Pacers, a winner over the Los Angeles Lakers, 118-98. Paul George at 20. Evan Turner, just acquired in a deal with the Philadelphia 76ers, chipped in with 13 points. He says he's picking up the offense just fine.
I know a decent amount. You know, there's a couple things the first squad runs that I don't really know. But other than that, I got 9 or 10 sets in a league. That's probably all you need, you know.
Maybe so. Washington, a winner over Orlando, 115-106. John Wall with 27. Toronto Raptors beat Cleveland, 99-93. Chicago Bulls get 22 from Mike Dunleavy Jr. in a 107-103 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. Portland Trailblazers beat the Denver Nuggets, 100-95. Damian Lillard with 31. Minnesota, a 110-101 winner over Phoenix. Kevin Love continues his dominant play, 33 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists in a solid performance.
We executed, we got stops, and you know, they finally missed some shots, so that was big for us, especially because, you know, we kind of owed them after you know, being up on them in the fourth quarter at our place, and Green hitting that shot, so that was a big win for us.
Houston Rockets got 42 points in the first quarter. Went on to beat Sacramento 129-103. James Harden had 43 by game's end.
I was feeling good. The shots were falling. Get to the line. Just playing my game. Playing my game at a high level.
New York Knicks guard Raymond Felton released on $25,000 bond after being charged with 2 counts of illegal gun possession from an incident involving his wife over the weekend. The National Hockey League returned to domestic ice in only one game on the schedule on Tuesday night. That was the Buffalo Sabres beating the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2. Christian Ehrhoff, second goal of the game with 44 seconds left, turned out to be the game winner. Ryan Miller was in the nets for the Sabres, and he said, yeah, it felt kind of odd coming off the Olympic break, what with the travel and all.
I mean, I've been practicing for 2 weeks. I was pretty prepared to play games, and it's good to be back. I am a little bit goofy and I'm feeling a little weird, but, you know, that's to be expected with a jet lag. And I just tried to, you know, treat it like games you play when you're feeling a little bit sick. Just keep it simple.
Miller had 36 saves, but he also had 2 assists, rare for a netminder. High school state hockey tournament closing in on state tournament berths. Sectional semifinals for the girls. The Bay Area Ice Bears, the top seed, beat Fox City's 4-2. Kelsey Rafferty with a pair of goals. For the boys, top-ranked Notre Dame beat Abilene United 6-2. Tritons will get third-seeded Ashwaubenon, which knocked off second-seeded Bayport 3-1. Sectional finals Friday and Saturday in high school hockey. National Football League news and notes. TMZ reporting Aaron Hernandez jailed, awaiting charges of homicide, involved in a fight with another inmate. The NFL discussing possibility of moving the Pro Bowl to Glendale, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 49. Game has been played in Hawaii since 1979, although it was moved once in 2009, the week before the Super Bowl that year. Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles have finalized the contract for outfielder Nelson Cruz, 1 year, $8 million. Cruz hit 27 home runs for the Texas Rangers last year, but was also suspended 50 games for his involvement in the Biogenesis scandal. Milwaukee Brewers continue to work in Maryvale, held an inter-squad game on Tuesday, and Carlos Gomez hit a 2-run home run as half the Brewers beat the other half 4-1. Brewers will have an interesting battle at first base this year, what with Corey Hart now in Seattle. Lyle Overbay has returned to the club, and he's more than happy to be back with the crew.
I've always loved this. I mean, this place is Miller Park, Milwaukee. I mean, the fans have been great to me. Everything's been awesome. So it made my choice easy. So I'm very, very fortunate to be a part of that.
He'll be battling Mark Reynolds and last year's holdover Juan Francisco for the first base job. Brewers open up Cactus League play on Thursday against the Oakland A's. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.